is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Red alert, red alert. I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark road trip movies.
Woo, woo.
I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark road trip movies.
Liar.
Good morrow. I am Daneth, and I despiseth Hallmark Renaissance-esque fair movies.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I'm just a simple double-decker from a small town, and I'm on the greatest podcast in the entire world.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast!
Wow.
We have our own little kind of like dream foundation. Yes. We make dreams come true. Oh,
that's right.
And this was first on the list. This.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian
Harrell.
Double-decker for years now.
Right?
Years. Literally years. A
couple years, yeah. And it'll be my second season. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Amazing.
But then before then, you sent us like some music showdown, didn't you? Isn't that how we first met you,
Brian? It was a poll. It was a bracket of Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's right. I weaseled my way in with the Christmas music and... You know, it's hard to push me out once I get in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everyone in the double decker chat is wondering what's happening right now.
Now, there's a few things here, obviously. Brian is here to let everybody know about, I don't know, you, this is all, the only thing that I got from Brian was big news, got to tell the world, gimme, gimme, gimme. That was the text.
Like, just come on.
There were three gimmies.
Gimme. Yeah. Brian, what do you got for everybody?
Yeah. So, The thing I really want to spread the news about is as a Bramble Jam Plus subscriber, for those who are and those who are considering it, you would think they make you believe that all access is the highest tier. But there is a secret menu, and I am proof of this secret menu.
That's right. Yeah, there's a little bit.
We actually go to everybody's house that signs up. We give them an iPad.
That's right.
Yep, we say, look at the secret menu. And that's what Brian did.
It's a pink mermaid.
Which gets you a show with us, which is a pretty big deal. A few things that we have to get to really quickly.
We don't have a choice.
There's a few things we got to get to really quick. And we don't have time for 7 Brew. As much as I'd love to talk about Seven Brew and how we went there.
If you were on the Facebook group, you'd have seen the video.
That's exactly right.
It was delightful.
As if you need another reason to go to BrambleJamPlus.com, it was one heck of a trip to Seven Brew.
It was one heck of a trip.
We got this from Tracy Perry.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing My Pants stickers. Just the cutest little things.
Look at this.
Let me see if I can go to this.
Camera one.
Oh, dadgummit.
What is happening?
Whoa!
I am just over here. Are we in
an 80s video?
Hello?
Are you guys ready?
Hey.
Guys, the people that are on the audio are just... it's just a tiny little pants, but it's My Pants, and it's pants with eyes. And it says My Pants with 4 exclamation points, which was an interesting choice. and I love these stickers. I got a handful of them. You got a handful of them.
Yeah.
And Dan got a handful of them. Very excited about that. Also, Aaron Shea could not be more excited about this. She sent me... I'm always talking about cotton candy juice, trying to get Andrew Walker to get this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She sent me What the Fluff. It's cotton candy coffee.
Wow.
Cotton candy coffee. Give this a sniff, Panda.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
You feel that sweetness on the back end?
Yeah. On the back.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, it is. I can't wait to try it out. This is another reason, as if we need more reasons to sign up for Bramble Jam Plus. Tomorrow morning, by tomorrow morning, I mean Monday morning. So yesterday morning, I am going live and I'm going to be trying.
And you're going to be bringing me a cup of it, right?
Interesting. Yes. Well, we'll see. How about you?
Yes.
You want me to roast the coffee?
Yes. You're on board.
Put in a nice thermal mug.
Like a carafe of some sort. Something that would keep it
warm.
But
you don't even like black coffee.
I love black coffee.
You don't even like black coffee.
I like black coffee.
All right, wait a minute. I guess we're doing this.
We all like black coffee?
Wait.
So I will.
I'll go back to one, and then I will bring this to school tomorrow.
Cool.
At same time.
Yeah. As you would.
Okay, and then we will try this together. I'm very excited about that. And last but not least, if you need another reason to sign up for Bramble Jam Plus, Bramblefest is happening, everybody.
Yes,
and the only way you can get tickets right now until Friday is by signing up for Bramble Jam Plus.
And even if you signed up for Bramble Jam Plus, you'd still save money.
That's exactly right.
On the Bramblefest ticket because the discount code is higher than the monthly fee.
That's exactly right.
It's saving me a ton to go.
Saving you a ton.
Yeah, we're going to charge you under half this year, which is crazy.
Which is crazy. I wish we had had this deal last year. I would have been able to.
It stung last year.
It was tough. Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of Christmas presents under the tree.
We went without food for a little bit.
It was just pictures of you at Bramble Fest.
That's right.
Yeah. And Lily was thrilled. Yeah, She was delighted by that.
Sure. But if you don't know about Bramble Fest, it's a podcast thing we're doing. 2 days, one night, full day. It's Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's a day-night marathon water fight. And we're going to be podcasting all day long. We're going to be doing a lot. We're going to be watching Christmas in Carolina. And Andrew Walker and Nikki DeLoach will be with us all weekend long.
Going to watch a movie together live, aside from Christmas in Carolina. Probably going to watch Wind Calls the Heart together.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So many fun things.
It's real.
The tickets go on sale this Friday, or if you want to get them now to make sure that you get a ticket, go to BramblejamPlus.com. So many reasons why you should do it, including the secret menu. And yes.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, that's all I got, man.
The only reason you wouldn't come is if you hate fun.
That's right. If you hate fun. Skip it.
Stay home. We don't want you. You bugger.
Thank you. Brian, before we dive in, who are you? I feel like we do need to give everybody some sort of background on who you are and kind of what your deal is and how you are founding
us. Aside from like a best-selling author, of course.
Right.
I didn't want to say start with that, so thank you. So I'll leave that one out. So yeah, just a friend of the show, friend of the pod. Feel like I live just north of Boston, so I'm in the United States of America. I'm not up in Canada, like most of your guests. Yeah, so I get a good laugh, chuckle out of the show, weasel my way into the Bramble Jam Plus membership here, the secret level, and get to interact with these guys, and here I am. I made it to the big show.
Wow.
Big show.
Well, it's a big show.
And we didn't even put you on like the signed, sealed, delivered episode either, Brian. Like this is like Tuesday. This is like the leadoff spot.
The big dog show.
This is it.
This is the big dog show of the week.
Big dog
show of the week.
We've said it for years. Woof, woof.
All right, guys, are you ready to dive into this one?
Let's do it.
Don't undersell it. I want to know, are you excited to dive into this one?
I'm diving in. I'm going deep.
In over my head.
Want to be.
Caught in the rush.
Lost in the flow.
In over my head.
I want to go.
The river's deep. The river's wide. The river's
water is alive.
How is that?
Sink or swim.
I'm diving in.
Road Trip Romance is the title of this flick. It originally aired on Saturday, May 14th.
It's a callback for two of us.
And it went a little something like this. We're in Denver. Love it. Loving every second of it. We meet Megan. She is getting ready to head to Kansas, Wichita, to be exact. For her sister's wedding, but she has a big meeting first in Denver. But that meeting keeps getting pushed later and later. And when the lady that she's meeting with comes out with the person she was meeting with, we find out that that fella's name is Alden. And Alden, she clearly knows him. He owns a company called Novelties R Us. Is that correct, boys?
That sounds right. Sure.
Sure.
And she owns a company called Fun for All.
Fun for All, yeah.
So good. She creates what she explains as mechanical toys, no electronics, the old school good boys.
The good stuff.
She believes that kids are turning away from electronics and and towards old fashioned toys. And guys, I'm not. That's not a joke. That is what is pitched here to us, the viewing audience. She's trying to get in with this department store, which are also on the up and up. The future is department stores
and old-timey toys.
So Alden also trying to do the exact same thing. So she walks out of the meeting. She finds out that the Denver airport is closed due to a regional strike of the baggage people.
Yeah, that would get you.
So that happens all the time. So she rents a car, and guess who also needs needs a car. It's Alden. She agrees because he's also going to Wichita, not for the wedding, though, for her his parents' reunion. No, retirement. Not reunion. I think his parents were. I don't know. I don't know that what's going on there. So she agrees. She agrees. I think that whenever parents get back together, they should call it a big reunion party.
I'm pitching this. Parents get back together.
You know, every once in a while you hear like they were married and then they separate and then they they got back together.
But is that what's going on in this
movie? I don't think so.
So what are you talking about?
I just said it and now I'm thinking about it. A reunion of love.
That's great.
That's a good movie title. Reunion of Love. Guys, give me something. Please help me.
That's good stuff there, buddy.
Thanks, boys. So she agrees to let him tag along. They immediately start arguing about debate club, the debate club controversy. You guys know how those things go. We saw it in Silence Hill Delivered just a couple weeks ago. They stop at a convenience store. The car gets stolen while they're inside getting snackies. So he ends up just buying a car straight up. They're driving, and she says, there's traffic up ahead. Let's take this X. Said we'll go up there and then we'll avoid the traffic, all is good. But they get off, she loses cell service, which also loses the map, and he's like, well, you see what you did there, this guy, there's a tree in the middle of the road. While they're arguing, he swerves, they crash, it's a whole thing. So there's a mechanic that comes to check it out, and he's like, I can fix it, but not today. First you have to stay in my house for the night. You have to stay in my house. That's the rules. They wake up the next day, and he's like, psych, it's Renaissance Day.
Got him.
So no electricity, no work, no nothing, but all fun. Trust me. So they decide to just embrace the day, unplug, have fun with it, and wear some medieval garb. They compete in competitions. They even dance together. And that night, they lay on some hay, literally, and they talk about how they were trying to make each other jealous throughout the day. Don't know what that's about. Then they admit that they liked each other in high school. It could be those two things are connected. Then they fall asleep. The next day, it's wedding day, and they gotta go. But the car isn't fixed, so they borrow the dude's tow truck. They make it there, but the new maid of honor who has stepped in while she's been delayed, I guess, is jealous. Now that she's back, she's relieved of the maid of honor duty, so she takes her to the wrong church. Then she feels bad about that, so takes her to the right church. That gave us about, you know, an extra 7 minutes of movie, and that's all you need sometimes. Alden, they get her sister gets married. She gives a speech. Everyone's happy. Alden comes to the reception. They decide that they're going to merge businesses. Didn't see it coming. They kiss. They dance, and their car never gets fixed, and that might friends was Road Trip Romance.
We did it
everybody. Wow. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll break this episode down with
four segments.
Thank you, Panda. Be right back here on
Tech to Hallmark.
Dadgummit.
We say it, we do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. Hey. Very excited to be here. We're talking about Road Trip Romance. Panda.
Yeah.
I got to get straight to the hot take. I've been wondering for, you know, at least a day, what your thoughts are on this movie.
Yeah.
Because you love road trip movies.
You love a good road trip movie.
You love the Renaissance.
You love Renaissance movies.
So let's see how those two loves of yours make for a movie. What are your thoughts on it? What's your hot take, buddy?
I was real excited about this one going into it. Had a lot of high hopes. I'll be honest with you. This movie really tests my love for both road trips and Renaissance. Both. It's a boring movie, guys. It's tough. It's a slog to get through this, mainly because it's light on road trip and heavy on Renaissance.
Oh, it's heavy on Renaissance.
I could not believe
they tried
long.
To sprinkle in Renaissance and just dump the whole bag in.
It was somebody made a mistake. They were just like, what if we just do a couple scenes? And then it really got we're on day 12 of filming the Renaissance.
Well, what happened is there was four other set pieces and somebody comes in like sweaty, tie loose, and they're like, you're going to have to stretch the Renaissance. You're just going to have to stretch it, man. I don't want to tell you. It's going to have to be more.
No electronics. Whole day.
Their scenes on Renaissance lasted longer than when I taught on the Renaissance at one time in world history. It was wild. I'm telling you, guys, this movie's bad. This movie is just astonishingly bad. It's not even charming. It's just weird. It's just disappointing for me. And I would love to tell you, like, there was something I found, like, kind of redeemable about this movie. I just wanted it to end. I wanted them to get out of the city. I didn't find the people in the Renaissance city charming. They were irritating to me. This movie just grated on my nerves. There wasn't, even the moments that were played for laughs just were irritating to me.
Can you have a city where everyone shuts everything down for 24 hours, even with guests in need of help?
No.
And those people be charming?
No.
Is it possible?
It's not. It's just creepy.
There's no it's world a horror where that's movie. Not a horror movie.
That's a horror movie.
Of course.
And this movie, on top of it, it doesn't do comedy well. It doesn't do romance well. It didn't even do horror well. It just did boring well, and it did great. So there you go. That's my
It did boring take. Well, and it did great. It's a good time every time. Just do it.
Brian, you got to follow that. Good luck. What'd you think, buddy?
Well, I feel like we got to start off with a moment of silence for the five big boats, Clipper, Dinghy, and Cream, and almost second double Clipper that Panda gave this movie in the preview show.
He's not wrong.
That is.
He's not wrong.
He took it to the tape and the tape don't lie.
All in.
I
on road trip romance.
I really did see Renaissance coming, to be fair.
Man.
I did not see
it. You were worried about the wedding actually taking over.
You're right. I was concerned about the wedding.
They sure weren't. I can promise you they weren't worried.
But this one, they had some interesting ideas for this one. A lot of interesting ideas happening. I don't think I need to see adults play, what was that? Duck, Duck, Goose or musical chairs.
Musical chairs.
Maybe I did. I saw my 7-year-old lose his fourth baseball game in a row this weekend. And that wasn't the worst thing I saw.
Tell me, was it four in a weekend or just like fourth overall? No, okay.
Fourth overall.
Man, if he played four in a weekend, gosh, get him out of that league right now. 7 years old. Don't have time for that. Yeah.
And so the big problem here, though, that I think we're going to miss, I want to call it out real fast, is the labor strike. And instead of just, heading to that airport and trying to negotiate terms, they just hit the road right out of town. And I think that's the big problem here. We're all missing it, whistling right past the labor strike.
That's right. So, oh, well, they're striking.
They'll okay be doing that. For me.
I don't think it'll shock anybody in the room or in the world that I love this movie.
I knew it with 10 minutes left. I was like, Brandt is going to love this movie.
Wouldn't be wrong. I had
after some of the comments in that Natalie Hall interview, it's no surprise. Brandt seemed like quite a big fan.
I had a ball with this movie. I thought that it did do comedy well, and it did do Renaissance very well. And if you can do those two things well, you got yourself a brand. And you do have yourself a brand, because Brand's a fan, and there's nothing that anybody can say or do to convince me otherwise. This movie is a masterpiece. It's going to be studied for generations to come. And in fact, I think the Renaissance called. They said, congratulations. You knocked it out of the park. Thank you so much for showing everybody what a good time the Renaissance was. So thank you to this movie. Thank you to the filmmakers involved. And thank you to the egg that stayed on the spoon despite all going wrong around him. I loved this movie. Dan.
Lemony Snicket called. You're unfortunate. My only question is that are the filmmakers in on the joke or not? Because it gets to a point in this movie where you're like, they have to be making a bad movie on purpose.
Right.
They have to be making a movie that they are just trying to outdo themselves and how just over the top, unconvincing, unrealistic, unbelievable, couldn't actually happen, wouldn't happen in any universe plotline. It is absurd. If they are in on the joke, props to you. You did it.
You went all in.
You made an utter trash heap of a movie for laughs and you crushed it. If you're not in on the joke, then shame on you for putting me through this. Shame on you for putting Natalie Hall through this, who in spite of all this is as charming as ever. She is so charming in every movie she's in, and every movie she's in is just awful. And this is the
Making Me Crazy wasn't
yeah,
awful.
Yeah, that's the one we always go back to. And if that's the one that is the exception that proves the rule, then you need to look into that a little bit deeper. It's real bad, guys. Just from a quality standpoint and from any sort of plot line that holds up, it's the worst of the year. Now, did I have less fun with the Gin Lily movie on January 2nd? Absolutely. Did I have less fun with the Wedding Veil movies? Sure, because this movie about a mayor who gives people, a tent to sleep in while he steals their car before he murders them is hysterical. It just isn't a movie that's good. At one point in this movie, the mayor thinks that he winks and he blinks like my five-year-old does. Like that happens in this movie. He's like, he says some dumb, like early bird gets the worm. And he's like, and you're like, does he not know how to wink?
Then he like, took everyone to tonics.
It is just absurd. I don't know. I can't imagine them look halfway through. They're like, man, this really sucks. Should we make it a farce? Should we make it a bad movie? Everybody in bad movie on three. That's the only thing I can figure because it is inexcusable. And I just was in awe. I texted you guys this. They got the Renaissance Fair. I thought we were almost done with the movie. I wasn't even halfway. It was 40 minutes in. I was 40 of 83 in. God bless them. I don't know how they did it. And they had two like professional leads in this film. And it just, oh boy, was it a mess. Just a disaster, unmitigated disaster. And I knew it. With 5 minutes left, I was like, Brandon Gray is going to love every single second of this. You'd take this over Fit for a Prince, wouldn't you, you monster?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah, that's like asking me to choose between my children. That's tough. I think I choose my kids over the years.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Let's talk about feels. Panda, you feeling it?
The only feel I can think of is when, I'm not going to forget this because it just hurt to watch. It was the cheerleading scene where she is giving, on top of it just being, I think, kind of racist a little bit or uncomfortable. It was just weird. It was just uncomfortable to
watch.
What
scene is this?
Cheerleading scene.
Where she's giving the speech. And she starts cheerleading at the rap cheerleading.
When she says she's going to tar and feather her sister, that portion.
Yeah. I don't know, it's
pretty
man.
Pretty brutal there.
Snicket called.
Yeah. That was unfortunate.
I mean, to be fair, tarring and feathering was something they did in colonial times it was like a loyalist. It wasn't essentially a race thing. And it was closer to the Renaissance than necessary, but it is an act of terrorism. So yeah, not great. Whatever. Not great.
Either way.
Road trip romance
not
or whatever.
Great. It just was so cringy to watch. Like even aside for a mini, I don't know. It's just, I didn't like it. I didn't like that I was subjected to it. I felt sad.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Brian, you got any feels?
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring this down. I had an actual feel.
Oh, so, Brian.
Emotion. I know.
You're fired.
So this is when Blair, the bride-to-be, and her mom, who I thought a mom did it, was a pretty believable mom. It didn't feel like she was acting, but they were having their night before the wedding chat. Where she combed her hair for two strokes and put the brush down. At that point, Blair finally kind of cracked with emotion a little bit, where she finally kind of fessed up that she missed her dad. She wished her dad were going to be there. With all the other stress going on with her sister not being there, she was just kind of like, yeah, figure it out. No big deal. And then she finally kind of showed that something was hitting her and she longed for her dad. And I feel like they did that pretty well. Like they kind of hit that moment pretty right. So that kind of, stuck with me and it stood out.
That's really great, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
I loved when the fill-in maid of honor brought her to the wrong church. I liked it on a lot of different levels. I liked it on a, you know what? Good on her. But I also liked it on what? But I also really liked it on a, I love that she's like so sweet and nice that she couldn't even do the one thing that she was trying to do correctly, which was make her miss the wedding. She didn't think it through.
How did the sister not know the right church?
Sure. But
she's supposed to be the maid of honor. How do you not know this is her hometown? How does she not know the right church?
You went. There was a church split. It's a whole.
It's a church. It was a schism.
It was
a,
yeah. Yeah. And listen, I love that. I. The only thing I wish she would have done is I wish she would have kept it up, and just leaned into being the villain instead of being like, I feel bad about this now. But aside from that, I loved it. Dan,
My feels were a little disappointed that they didn't have a joust at this Renaissance fair. Yeah. Where people could have been actually impaled.
Giant turkey leg. Mm-hmm.
No giant okay, turkey sure.
leg. Yeah.
Or jousting with giant turkey
ooh,
legs.
Ooh, giant turkey leg jousting. I saw them live.
Oh, my gosh.
They were unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
Dude, just so good. The silly string, though, a bit much.
Yeah.
What's that was really, my favorite part.
What's wild is they do part of the whole set completely in the dark.
Yeah, that's right.
Part of the set,
yeah,
completely
house
light.
House lights on.
Amazing.
Yep. It's crazy, man.
It is thematic, but classy.
Yep.
Till the silly string.
Till you the silly string. You would say strings. That's over the line. Well, personally, not me, but I can see why some people might think that. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the way we went here. They're going to work.
Is Tracy back there doing file work in the break?
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to have you, Trace.
You know, I've been listening to a lot of Smartless. They bring me...
Smartless?
Smartless.
Is it a show with no smut in it?
Not interested, first of all. Yeah. Smartless, that podcast with the boys?
Oh, yeah.
They talk about me a lot.
They do.
They bring me up all the time.
That's a different Tracy. That's Tracy in Wisconsin. Sean Hayes' sister, who anytime they explain any Hollywood terms, they explain it to what they're calling Tracy. So they do reference a Tracy.
Well,
and that show has three hosts. One who it has a lot of similarities to our show, weirdly enough.
Okay, who? I mean, I'm
I already know who
I'm
everyone
Sean,
is.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
No, he's Sean Hayes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah, because they make fun of him.
That's right. The weird part is that between
wait a minute, what?
They make fun of him, but when there's any award, Sean Hayes gets the award. Have you heard that bit at all?
No.
They got nominated for a People's Choice. Only one host could get nominated, and so they nominated Sean Hayes. And the other two always give him a hard time about it. They make fun of him nonstop, but then he gets all the awards.
So you're Jason Bateman.
But yeah, I have to be. Because he and I have a lot of similarities. And then you're Will Arnett, which is the only one that doesn't exactly click in. But he has to be Sean Hayes, in my opinion. That's how Brian, what do you think? You've listened to Smartless.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the only unfortunate part is that Panda's dad isn't dead like Sean Hayes' dad.
Yeah.
And that bit is just like
that
killer.
Bit no crushes every time. It really is funny. I'll tell you after the show. Okay. It is darker than this show is, but it's hilarious nonetheless. Fair. Yeah.
That's right. Let's do the wait what. Panda, what do you got, buddy? You got a few?
Yeah, just a handful here, guys, because overall airtight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had to delete 10.
I kid. I have to scroll.
Dude, I deleted 10.
She says kids these days are turning off electronics because the market is oversaturated. And I just want to point out, I know we've referenced this already. It's that ridiculous.
This is why I think they're in on the joke.
And that has got to be a
come
bit.
On, guys.
Stop it.
No way.
Whatever.
Yeah, you give my kid a toy that doesn't have any electronics or a screen. He's like, jeez. Actually, they love those toys, but they're five. I mean, like. Kids love the screens. I don't know if you know.
If you do a wind-up robot today,
choice between an iPad and a regular toy, they're probably picking the iPad, right?
Yeah, my kids never get a lot of screen time, so they're taking the iPad for sure.
For sure. They go to the convenience store right before they get their car stolen, and they get drinks. Now, I just want to point this out. The drinks they pull them from, it's not an actual cooler system. It is just drinks in one like an open door thing where there's no door or anything. You just reach up on the shelf and get a drink. That's not going to keep your drinks cold
at all. Not even
those
a little
are
bit.
Lukewarm sodas.
Ugh.
And that's upsetting.
You know that people there are people out there that drink soda lukewarm. I don't understand.
I'm
serious.
Yeah, I've met them.
Why would they do
my
that?
Father-in-law.
Sometimes
he's from Wisconsin.
Teeth.
He doesn't do, he's fine with warm, just lukewarm soda.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. If it's not ice cold, I can't drink it.
I don't understand.
She says, quote, if I had known you were this gullible in high school, I would have never lost to you. And I don't think that
that's how that works.
That's not how that works. No. Why is there such a huge party hall for like seven people for the bachelorette party?
Dude, she gets up on a stage.
Why is she on a chair for seven people?
To give a speech with a mic for seven people.
I don't understand.
Real bad.
And then finally, at the Renaissance Festival, they play on repeat The Feast of Stephen and Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Yeah.
Are those the only two Renaissance songs? Yes. It's also fall time. I'm tossing that out. This was the fall movie that, honestly, if this had been a fall movie, still it will have won the award for most fall movie of the year.
It's interesting. Someone in the chat says, Dr. Pepper's the only one that's good lukewarm.
I could never. I don't know who said that in the chat, but I would just...
That just sounds like indigestion.
It's like syrup. Bubbles.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper is the thickest
of the colas, right? Yeah, you need some bite. You got to have the bite.
You would agree with that. Dr. Pepper is a thick...
Yeah, for sure.
That's very interesting. Brian, what you waiting on? What you wanting?
So, like, you guys had a monstrous list. I'll just keep it to a couple, unless we need to fill some time here. My main one that has stuck with me above all things here is it's about character names. And two of the characters, that their names were prominent, and they had very similar names. Yes. And there was a Stella with a gigantic name tag, and then a Della.
Yep.
AKA Diabolical Della.
That's right.
I'm just sitting there like, huh. Like, I got confused. I thought they were both Stellas, and come to find out she's Adela. I had to look it up. She's Adela.
She's Adela.
Obviously because she's a Diabolical Della, but I'm like, why?
Stella and Della. I also heard, isn't the dude's name, in Corey Sevier's name's Alden Brown?
Yeah.
One letter from Alton Brown?
Yeah.
Like, so what?
It's got to be a
dude,
bit.
Dude, this like, has to be right. A joke. Like, the more we're talking about this movie, they had to
The Renaissance band is led by a guy named Elvis Presley. It's crazy.
What else you got, Brian?
The last one, I'll stop here. Her nickname in high school was Megatron, and she hated that. Like, I think that's a great nickname.
Yeah. It's
perfect.
Yeah.
Who's so, like, don't call me Megatron. Yeah.
That's like me telling people not to call me McNasty. I would never do that. It's the perfect nickname. And it sums me up perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
I love McDonald's, and I'm nasty. So you mean to tell me in Seattle, there are two retro toy companies.
Who's in Seattle? They're both in Denver.
They went to Denver for a meeting. They're both from Seattle.
Got it.
That there's two companies that specialize in retro toys. Both of them have old briefcases for reasons unknown, and both have bad names. That's all astounding. That's too many things to be a coincidence. I'm not buying it. Musical chairs as a band seems hard.
That's
does
difficult.
It not?
That's
You're difficult. A live band. Yep. Who is giving the cues there? Unless you got somebody in your in-ears, which goes against the Renaissance. So therefore, I don't know how you do.
You know.
The live band musical chairs.
You know what helps there?
What's
is
that?
When the band is never even close to lining up with the music.
Well, yeah, that'll help.
That's not in the ballpark, not in the dance, not ever.
Listen, I would never be somebody who, you know, is, you know, harsh on policing. What I would say is this cop should be fired. You can't pull someone over.
You can't do this.
Just as a funny ha-ha. It's not okay to do it. You can't do it. This guy pulls them over, makes them think, bad news bears. Now that the Renaissance is over, I'm back to being mean boy, bad boy. And then he comes back and he's like, ha-ha, just kidding. This was a big fun. You can't do that. It's not allowed. And I didn't like it. Dan, what were you going to say?
Terrifying people with a badge and a gun for laughs is always hysterical.
It is.
That's the perfect time for a joke. If you ask me, right? Like, now that I've got my badge and gun on, let me scare the living heck out of people. I love it. It's great.
Yeah. Personally,
I mean, for this town though, that makes sense. I mean, that tracks for this town.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. There was just a lot with the egg on the spoon that was just like,
oh my gosh,
wild. Like I couldn't even fathom that it was happening.
Corey Sevier made a choice with how he's running.
Yep. He did.
I still don't know if it's a bit. I don't. Is
I don't
he
know.
Like running cockily?
I learned my lesson with Ryan Pavey. You don't make fun of people running. No.
But he's running. He's doing a bit. He's running like, ha ha, I got you, right? Yeah,
I think
that's
so.
Not his standard run.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do a thing where everyone walks by and stay. It was a weird, I don't know.
But then the egg, his spoon flips off. But the egg stays on the spoon. That's a great bit.
It's classic.
Man.
It's a classic. It's classic.
I mean, come on.
I did have down that she doesn't know where her sister's wedding was, which I thought was fantastic. And her speech was bad. Dan?
So there's a lot that we've still left out here on the table. Plenty of meat left on that bone. That turkey leg,
big,
if
big
you
turkey
will.
Leg.
But we have to start with the ultimate wait what maybe for me for the year, which is this. When they land in this godforsaken town in some sort of like time hole, I don't know what town it is. They are in Kansas.
Yeah.
They cross the Kansas line.
They're at Kansas at the convenience.
Yeah. So I just want to back up for a second. The Kansas line, western line of Kansas to Wichita is a 4-hour drive, 4.5 max. Yep. They are somewhere closer than 4.5 hours.
Yes.
No one from Corey Sevier's family, extended, friends, extended. From Natalie Hall's family, extended, friends, extended. No one can drive 3.5 hours to pick them up. No one.
Yeah, well, you would.
No one can do that.
No.
You could leave at 6 a.m. and be back before lunch. No one is like, hey, can we just, we'll pop over. It's not like they're still in Denver, gang. They are in Kansas. They are in Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
They're somewhere in between the line and Wichita. I'm doing them. They may be closer than 3 hours. No one's going to be like, hey, let me just, I'll run and pick them up real quick. No, we'll let them sit there. They're not calling. We'll just let them, Renaissance Fitter sounds fun.
I think they knew that the Renaissance Day was coming up.
They knew what they needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's missing the bride's the bridal shower, the everything. She's missing everything.
Well, they had to plan for the wedding. You just can't get away for 6 hours.
And their friend can't. There's somebody. No one can in town.
They're not very kind.
Have you seen gas prices?
They're just astronomical. They're crazy. I just couldn't believe no one could pick it up. It goes without saying, adding the 3-letter suffix ETH. Onto every word does not make you a Renaissance fair. I do think we need to say that. That's not how that would work in any
but
circumstance.
But it does get you some Ethereum, am I right, boys?
Yeah. Yeah, just please help us by you going to
Doge to the moon.
Right. I want to get this straight. This mayor/mechanic who's keeping people hostage in his backyard with tents has collected so many vinyl records that there isn't room for a bed in one of the rooms. That's a lot of vinyl records.
A lot of vinyl.
That's a lot of vinyl records.
It's the skinniest of all music.
That's right. And they still made, he has thousands, clearly thousands. Maybe it's because I'm 38. I'm getting old. I just can't fathom a world where I sleep through the night on top of a bale of hay.
Oh, Lord, no.
Can you imagine just getting a full night's sleep?
Next to somebody. Just, if I had my own hay bale, maybe.
No way.
But if I'm sharing a hay bale with somebody else.
1,000 times. It would not work out.
I'm always blown away at the amount of times in movies where someone like falls asleep on someone else. Like, what do we... Like on someone's like the shoulder, I can't do that. Maybe that's a me problem, but like the way that people can sleep in movies is
it's unbelievable. I just couldn't. Not only can the mayor not mastered the art of winking, he also gets up to give a speech after the music keeps playing, and they play a clap track, and he gets up and he claps for about 7 seconds after everyone. No one else is clapping, and he's like this for a long time, like an extended period of time. Like, we've not filled the runtime of this film yet.
Yep.
What is this guy doing? Why is he up there? I want to get this straight. He says it's going to take at least a day to get a serpentine belt for their car. Are they in Amish country? Like every Napa, O'Reilly,
Napa know-how.
Every auto parts store would have one of those for virtually every car. Like, this is just astounding to me that this is the thing that can't happen. And lastly, at the end of the movie, the two leads kiss and they decide to go into business together, and they decide that possibly the business name is going to be Funtime Novelties. And I'd suggest going a different direction. The Funtime Novelties sounds like it could be a store for maybe more adult content.
Yeah.
It sounds like a store that might not be a great store for little toys for children, is all I'm saying.
That's
like,
fair.
Of all the names, that sounds like a toy store that would be like in neon off a dirt road somewhere. And just maybe think of a better one, is all I'm saying. That's all I got.
Yeah. It's time for what the Hallmark Smart Show. We want to know what could be because we're
you get it.
Panda?
I want to know the age difference between mom and daughter. She seems young. I just want to know a little bit more about that. That's you know the main one.
Okay, Brian.
That's what I would say.
Okay,
good one. Yeah, nice job, Panda.
Thank you.
Tough to follow that one.
Yeah, I tell you, good luck, bud.
This has been brought up a couple of times. It's sort of a running theme, but when Alden showed his carnival suitcase the first time, I immediately expected him to walk out of that meeting at the beginning of the movie and hop into a clown car. And then a few scenes later, when him and Megan share the car, they are in a clown car. And at that point, I was like, this movie, they are making a joke. This whole thing has got to be a joke. And so that was my big question all the way through was, are they doing this intentionally? Is this on purpose? Because when that clown car rolled onto that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You guys are you ready for my Kevin McAllister?
I'm ready.
Is this a joke?
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible.
Give me the bird lady.
Come on.
Is this a joke? Buzz.
You give him like some very weird Boston accent when you do him.
No, he's so good at it.
Is this a joke?
I just saw it 6 months ago. That's on point.
Thank you.
No, it's bad.
Cousin Lenny.
Just give me your what the Hallmark for the love of everything good and decent.
Hey, do it. Give me one more, Kevin.
Is this a joke?
Do it as McNasty.
Ooh.
Is this a joke?
Oh, I saw that. I heard the difference. I heard it.
It's
nuanced.
Subtle.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to know how they're going to split this company. Is it going to be a 50-50 boy?
You mean Funtime Novelties?
Yes, Funtime Novelties. Yep. How are they going to split that sucker up? Who's really running it? What's it going to be? And did they ever get their darn car fixed? He bought a car. I hope that he wants to get that thing fixed. And
did they recover the stolen car? Did they mention that?
I don't know. That's another one. Yeah, there's lots of cars.
They steal something that was really valuable to her. Was it not? It was like a piece of jewelry that was borrowed that she was going to give to her.
No, the shawl. She had the shawl with her somehow still.
Oh, good.
The end of the movie, she puts the shawl.
Brought it into the store.
Okay. I had two. One of them was like, the shawl just reappears somehow. I don't know how it did, but it did. But the other one is this cop who decides, I'm going to hunt these people down and threaten them with something only to put a couple of jugs of the cider into the back of the car. How'd that happen? What part of that? There's a piece of that puzzle we're missing.
Well, Franklin's definitely a serial killer and probably a really good one.
He
is,
but he either one of three things happened here. Either he went over to the house with the cider and they said they already left, they're on the way, but you could catch him. So he turned on the siren, he sped ahead to catch him and then decided I'm going to do a bit. Or he's on the road, sees him pass by, and he goes, well, it's a good thing I brought cider with me today in the police car. I'm going to do a bit.
Yeah.
Or he somehow is tracking them and you know, decides to do a bit.
Either way, it's a good bit.
It's a
however
bit.
You get to the bit, it's a good
however
bit.
However you get there.
And people are pointing out that the shawl was given to her by Alden.
Oh. Brown.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's see.
We did it.
We did it.
Wow! Everybody. Congratulations. Time just sped right by with this.
It did
with this masterpiece.
Unlike the movie, yeah. Wow.
It's time for the double decker of the week. Brian, has your story been told?
Yeah,
it has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was your
something about emu sweaters or something about sweaters?
So not one of our better ones. That's fine.
No, you would. He would know. I mean, he's the one running the deep dive. I don't know.
That clearly went under long ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
You said you pulled up some old school history. It's fine.
Cecilia Ponce. I hope I'm saying Ponce right, and it's not Ponce. P-O-N-C-E. Cecilia Ponce.
Cecilia has a great new TV show in the works. I'm really excited.
So it's
about
not
it.
Out yet.
Not out yet.
In the works. She's shopping it around. Is anybody interested?
Oh, tons. Just mega hits.
Interest.
Yeah, HBO.
Ooh, interested.
Wow. Okay. You know what TV does.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Give me another one.
CBCS.
CBCS. Yeah, it's not many people have heard of it, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's called Lisa Kudrow Rose.
Lisa Kudrow Rose.
Yep. It's a reality show.
Really get what it means.
Well, you would.
I know Lisa Kudrow, I know what Rose means.
Yeah, she rows in it. All sorts of rowing. It's a big rowing thing.
Like oars?
Yeah, oars. She rows just different boats every different week.
Does she? Okay.
So last week was also about Friends.
Yeah.
So this is interesting.
It's a multiple
Why
Friends
wouldn't
thing.
It just be Lisa Kudrow's? Why don't it just be that?
That doesn't make any sense to
me. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, dumb idea.
Do you have a show that HBO's interested
no,
in?
No, I don't.
No.
What about CBCS?
Oh, they're coming strong to the okay. table.
So she just rose.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just
there's
her
nothing else to this.
Does she ever go down rows of things like
or
stores?
Like put her hair in cornrows?
Or.
Ooh.
Or collects
order
rows.
Some salmon roe sushi. I'm just trying here.
Or does she just do the boat thing?
Just the oars.
I mean,
the
there's all sorts of rows. I mean, it's just season one. Season one so far is just boats.
It but hasn't even been made yet. Potential. What do you mean?
What do you mean? It's the full thing's already been made.
Oh, wow.
They've made the whole season.
They've made the whole season.
Without funding from a network.
Yeah, you don't need it.
That's unbelievable.
You don't need it's a passion project.
Cecilia gets, she's passionate about it, about Lisa Kudrow.
So wait, who funded it?
Well, Cecilia? I mean, we helped.
Of course we did. Yeah, that checks out. There it is.
Is this a joke?
It is not a joke, Trace.
You like my Kevin?
Yeah, it was better than Brand's.
You ready?
Yeah.
What a haul.
Wow.
That's my Marv. Harry. Hole. That's my Harry.
Now, Marv. Marv says what a haul. Yeah.
What a haul.
Yeah.
Trace, you're good at that.
You're good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Kevin. That was my bird lady.
That's a good bird lady. It's a really good bird lady.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
Yeah.
See what you did, you little jerk. All right, that's my last one. Last one.
Yeah,
last
that was
one.
A good buzz.
No.
Was
that Frank? That's Frank, yeah, dummy.
Sorry, wow. Whoa. Excuse
that
me.
That seems overly aggressive.
Is this a joke? We did it, everybody. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. You got anything to promote?
Yeah, this episode, I guess, would be the hottest new thing that I'm doing.
Interesting. I don't know what promoting this after, but I appreciate that did.
Good.
I
appreciate it. If anybody should get that.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I love it.
We did it, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow with another goodie. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.